They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this Thursday. You know what's going on Thursdays. We bring you our NFL power rankings. We'll also be talking with Joe DeMeo of FantasyPlayersEdge.com. If you've got a fantasy football question or even baseball question, we've really been hammering football, obviously, the last 3-4 weeks. But if you've got a question, shoot it off to us via the Dent Popper inbox. Our email address is DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. And we'll post the question to Joe DeMeo. Also coming up on the show today, Ricky Bussell, the head football coach at Louisiana Lafayette, is going to join us in our next segment. So open here in the first segment, then Coach Bussell, then our NFL power rankings, and Joe DeMeo in the last segment today to wrap things up for this hour-long Doug and Daddy show, where we've been very busy throughout the week. We did have to postpone our interview with Alex Gordon. We expect to have him tomorrow on the program. Also tomorrow on the program, Rich Ozentoski, who is going to join us. The Nebraska High School Sports Hall of Fame banquet is Sunday. The former Ord Chanticleer and Kearney State, just all everything, is going to join us. He is one of the many that will be inducted this weekend. He will join us tomorrow as well, as well as Daddy's NFL picks and Pick'em time tomorrow. That's right, college football Pick'em with Doug and Daddy. If you are our on-air contestant, and if you can beat us, which nobody's done yet on this week's slate of games, you'll qualify to veg out in style with a set of Lazy Boy recliners from Bruce Furniture. That is the grand prize this year. And any on-air contestant will be qualifying with the $25 weekly gift card and a special prize pack from our many, many sponsors like Fanatics, Big O Tire, the Romana in Kearney, Midway Chevrolet, just to name a few. So that's tomorrow. Don't forget, you get one shot per season to beat us, and nobody has done it yet. So that's tomorrow, our Doug and Daddy Pigskin Pick'em every Friday here on the Doug and Daddy Show. But college football tonight, we will have it for you. Mississippi takes on South Carolina, and it just kind of turns my stomach when I see that Mississippi is ranked fourth in the country, which I believe is solely on the basis of beating Florida last year and having quarterback Jevon Snead. There is no way Mississippi can be the fourth best team in college football. And they will take on the old ball coach in South Carolina tonight. I am not in any way saying that South Carolina is going to win this football game. But, Tony, if the odds makers in Las Vegas have the fourth-ranked team in the country favored by a field goal, even though it's on the road, then you know they are not the fourth best
exactly
team in the country.
I couldn't have beat you to it, Doug.
South Carolina unranked, by the way.
Yeah, and I think this is, and you're the fourth ranked team in the country. You know, if you're the top, normally six teams in the country, you've separated yourself. It doesn't matter where you go, you're going to be a two score favorite. You know, maybe a Texas Tech last year. Maybe one team was just outside of that. But seriously, a 3-point favorite for the fourth-ranked team. Yeah, let's hope the old ball coach. Are we starting to kind of like the old ball coach now? Are people cheer for him now? I think more people, or you want to see what he does next kind of deal?
I don't know how to respond to that. You know what? The first thing that popped into my head was no. So I'm going to go with no. There's no reason, at least in this, you're talking Nebraska fans.
Right.
There's no reason for a Nebraska fan to root for South Carolina. You like to see his antics still. I think he's calmed down a little bit, but he's done nothing special at South Carolina. It's always been a game above 500, right around 500, his whole tenure there. It's not that great of a, not a lot of history there, I guess we should say, with that Gamecock program. I mean, let's face it, the only reason anybody even pays attention to South Carolina is because you can wear your Go Cox hat, and that's the only reason, which you see all the time at the College World Series.
Fair enough there. I just think, you look at this game tonight, I think if you go to any establishment where there's an amount of people watching this game, I think the majority of them will be cheering for South Carolina. And not just because they're facing the four-ranked team in the country that you want to see lose. I just think because he brings something to the game. I think there's a fire there. There's a passion there that everybody kind of gravitates toward. When he was at Florida and he had all those great players, yeah, then it was arrogant and over the top. Well, he's had to take a step back from that because he doesn't have those same type of players.
So that game's coming up tonight, 6 o'clock. You can hear it right here on ESPN Radio. We will have all the action beginning at 6 o'clock tonight here on ESPN. I think kickoff's about 6:45 or something like that. So be listening for that. Also, on the show today, we're going to give you a chance to be a winner via the Doug and Daddy Show and the Garage. That's right, the newest hotspot in Kearney, because appearing tomorrow night at the Garage, the Reverend Horton Heat, a rockabilly or psychobilly band. It's a three-piece band from Dallas, Texas, and we've got tickets to give away today and tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show, and we're going to give you a chance to win tickets to see Reverend Horton Heat at the Garage tomorrow night in Kearney. So be listening for that, and a lot of people are jacked up for this.
I know a lot of music stores, because these guys are going to break some strings. They know they're going to be going through some strings the next couple days.
We're going to have that for you tomorrow, or today and tomorrow, here on the Doug and Daddy Show. But I think, Tony, the biggest story that has transpired in sports in the last 24 hours on a national scene is Bobby Cox finally saying that this is it. He is going to hang him up. He is going to retire after next year. He has currently won 2,409 games. And I know there's not a lot of time left, but we've seen wackier things. Actually, the Braves are only four back in the wild card race, where people thought it was the Phillies, the Mets, the Marlins this year, and that Atlanta would be at the bottom of the division there with who else is in that division, but with Washington. They would be, you know, Washington would be last in Atlanta. But Bobby Cox, who has managed since the mid-'80s but has been with Atlanta through 1990, from 1990, longest tenured manager in all of Major League Baseball. Yes, he holds the record for ejections, but you know what? That's because he's been around a long time. And because, you know what? He's been right, well, every time.
I'm a little shocked. You think about Bobby Cox, you think, oh, the old manager for the Atlanta Braves. It's been there forever. Now, I was a little bit surprised he's only 68 years old. To be honest with you, he's still got a lot of, you know, only 68. You know what? Good for him.
Exactly. You got it. He's the man, and don't you forget it. His town.
Just think of the miles he's racked up.
The only unfortunate thing is that they just couldn't finish it off on the field. They probably should have had two more World Series championships to give them three. But to make, as Tim Kirkjian said today, I don't think this generation, this youngsters of baseball, realize making the playoffs 14 consecutive years, how unbelievable that is, World Series championships or not. But anyway, Bobby Cox, and I've been a Braves fan ever since Cox took over there, so big fan of that. So we've already talked about South Carolina, and we've talked about the Atlanta Braves, both Cox. So now let's move on and talk about Texas A&M volleyball. I guess, Tony, we have fallen into, and I am as guilty as anybody, You just kind of flip on, and it was on TV last night if you got ESPNU, or you flip the radio on, and you just flip it on, and you expect, okay, I'm going to check the score. Just like opening night when Michigan swept them. You just went, oh, it's 2-0. Okay, Nebraska's about ready to win. No. You're just so accustomed to flipping it on a team that's going 30-2 or 31-1, and you pay attention to the big two games in the non-conference of the preseason, and then you pay attention to Texas, and you've been splitting with them a lot lately, so you know that those are going to be battles, and then that's really all you pay attention to, Missouri last year. But now, you turn on and go, what? Huh? How? What? Hey, Tara Mueller, All-American, 21 kills, not enough. Nebraska drops that first set at A&M, extra points, 28-26 last night. Then they come back and they win the second game, so you figure, okay, they just got nipped in the first game. They win the second game pretty easily, 25-17. No, the next two games weren't that close, 25-19-19, and they were down pretty quick, especially in that fourth set. And Nebraska loses to Texas A&M for the first time since 99. That's 20 matches. I mean, this is like the old Nebraska football streak. You lost to Oklahoma and you didn't lose to anybody else. Okay, then Colorado started to become competitive. And Kansas State started to become competitive. And then fill in the blanks as you go into the Big 12. But Nebraska doesn't lose to anybody. Texas, Colorado snipped them. Missouri's giving them a battle. Not Texas A&M.
But in fairness,
not Texas Tech.
In fairness to the girls, they did lose in front of 1,860 raucous fans at Reed Arena.
What?
Okay, now hold on. At football games, they kiss on scores. Do they do that at volleyball games?
Interesting.
Now that's something I'd like to know. What's the tradition at A&M Aggie volleyball?
I'm going to go with there is no tradition at Aggie volleyball.
That's
so
good idea to start one.
Only the fourth time an unranked team since 2000 has beaten the Huskers. Fourth.
So there you go. Huskers now, it doesn't get any easier. They will host Texas, the number two team in the country, at the Coliseum in the logjam that is a volleyball-football home doubleheader on Saturday. The match will be televised by Nebraska Educational Television. So that's at 1 o'clock. We've got UNK Chadron. We've got the Husker volleyball team playing number two Texas. Then you got the football game and the 300 sellout. A lot's going to be going on Saturday. That's just to name a little bit. It's homecoming over at Hastings. But those other three items will be televised coming up on Saturday.
One more quick thought on the volleyball. I just do not know how a team with this much experience can go down there and lose like that.
Exactly. All this talent, all the games played. It's unbelievable how a team this mature, maybe they're not, couldn't get the job done. High school volleyball coming up tonight on KKPR 98.9 FM. We'll have a Fort Kearney Conference Triangular from Amherst. They welcome in Overton and Elwood, while on the Breeze 94.5 FM, Red Cloud will welcome in state-rated Shelton and Blue Hill. Both get underway at 5 o'clock this evening. So that's some of the headlines to start off the show. The Tri-City Storm at the USHL Fall Classic will play the under-17 national team that's in the league this year. That's at 4 o'clock this afternoon. You can go to the website for more information. And Loper fans, don't forget there is a Loper luncheon today at the UNK Health and Sports Center. Start serving at 11:45. All the fall coaches, Mike Munch, Rick Squires, Daryl Morris, Brady Bonza, will be on hand starting at 12 noon today at the Health and Sports Center. And finally, Daddy, the lineup for the 2010 Heartland Hoops Classic. This will be the third annual at the Heartland Events Center in Grand Island. Tino Martinez, chairman of this entire get-together, has announced their seven-game slate for February 13th, Saturday. They play all day, and you can find out more at heartlandhoopsclassic.com. All the information we're going to give you is also at heartlandhoopsclassic.com. And ESPN Radio, again, in conjunction with the Pro Team Design and all the fine folks with the Heartland Hoops Classic, tell you that the opening game at 9:30 in the morning will pit Wood River back for another game. They will take on SEM. At 11:15, Ravenna will take on Weeping Water. At 1 o'clock, a Tri-City battle, Kearney Catholic and Adams Central will play. That's usually that last Friday of the season. They are going to move it up and be part of the Hoops Classic, so that's at 1. Then at 2:45, it could be a battle of number one teams, Axtell and Ewing. Ewing in D2, Axtell in C2, they both could be ranked number one in the preseason. A lot of games between now and then, but that could be a heck of a battle at 2:45. Then at 4:30, Grand Island Central Catholic will play Gretna, which is new to the site. And then you've got the East meeting the West in the 6:15 game. Elliot Alayson, who is committed to Minnesota, and his Chadron Cardinals, the runner-up last year at state, will take on Ralston. And you know how great the St. Cecilia-Ralston game was last year. Chadron will take on Ralston, two teams that did it up. Ralston winning B, Chadron the runner-up in C1. They'll play at 6:15. And Hastings St. Cecilia will play Omaha Scutt in what should be another great game at 8 o'clock to wrap things up the evening of the 13th of February. And we'll have a bunch of those games for you from the Heartland Hoops Classic this winter.
Wonderful lineup. I'm interested to see. Weeping Water kind of comes, I guess when I heard that name, it was kind of, wow, I haven't heard much about them. Great to have, I guess, a different, somebody that Ravenna never sees before.
Weeping Water is one of those teams for folks not in the area here going, Weeping Water. That's down in pretty much southeast Nebraska, a little southeast of Lincoln, and south of Omaha there, home of Limestone Days at Weeping Water. There you go, bro.
Limestone.
Home of Limestone Days at Weeping Water. And they were supposed to be very good last year, but like their two stud All-State type of players, both injured, lost one for the entire season, and you know how things go in the lower class level when you lose your two best players. There's nothing that's going to replace them, and it didn't turn out like they wanted. So they should be a formidable foe.
Well, our friend Sippy's also a coach there, so maybe we'll get a run into him.
The phone lines are open at 888-455-ESPN. You can email the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy, at ESPNSuperstation.com. Coming up, Ricky Bustle, the head football coach at Louisiana Lafayette. Our NFL power rankings will be coming up as well. And Joe DeMeo from FantasyPlayersEdge.com. But as we go to break, let's give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to Reverend Horton Heat, his rockabilly three-piece band all the way from Dallas, Texas. They're playing tomorrow night at the Garage in Kearney. Be caller number 5 at 888-455-3776, 888-455-ESPN. We'll give you a pair of tickets and back with Louisiana Lafayette head coach Ricky Bustle after this.
Look what the guys on the team gave me.
Well, let's try it.
A safe bet anytime.
Doug and Danny Show, ESPN Radio Superstation.
If you've noticed a change in your hearing, then it's time to see ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center. The unique partnership between our audiologists and physicians allow us to provide unsurpassed care and state-of-the-art hearing health care. To learn more about our practice and the services we provide, please visit our website at entphysiciansofkearney.com. Caring for our community one patient at a time, we're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
It's the once-a-year all-out Sellathon going on this week only at Kearney Yamaha. Save more than $1,000 on select Yamaha Grizzly ATVs or check out the 550cc Yamaha Grizzly. With power steering, fuel injection, and a huge radiator, they're the perfect ATV. Two wheels warrior style? Well, then you've got to stop by and check out the unbelievable rebates on their Yamaha V-Star 950s. This fuel-injected belt drive classic cruiser is an incredible new model and price to move. Dunlop ATV tires, just $55, almost half the regular price of $95. Or check out the eye-popping discounts on select apparel and accessories. But hurry in, this sale is only 1 week. It's the once-a-year all-out sell-a-thon going on this week only at Kearney Yamaha. Kearney Yamaha, Nebraska's Power Sports Mall, your new Polaris Ranger dealer, just south of I-80, Kearney.
Nebraska's Power Sports Mall, Kearney Yamaha.
Eustis Body Shop has 5 professionally run locations staffed by 50 of the very best employees. I'm Doug Keller, and I'm extremely proud of our accomplishments and encouraged by the statements of satisfaction we've received from literally thousands of you. Our mission for the future is to keep doing what we do best, staying up to date with state-of-the-art equipment and procedures, and providing the very best of service. A heartfelt thank you from all of us at Eustis Body Shop, Grand Island, Kearney, Lexington, Cozette, and Eustis. It's been our privilege to serve you for 30 years.
Car insurance isn't about the car, it's about the precious cargo the car carries. It's about providing security and confidence that if an accident occurs, you'll be protected. I'm Dave Challey of Barney Insurance. As a local independent agent, we can design an insurance program that's just right for you and your family, providing safe, sound, secure insurance protection from Auto Owners Insurance. Stop by or give us a call.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
The Bill Krestil Show drew raves in Branson, Las Vegas, and Hollywood. Now, the Bill Krestil Show comes to the Heartland Event Center, Grand Island, Friday, September 25th, 7:30 p.m. Highlights include Bill's classic Elvis tribute and his amazing vocal impressions of Willie Nelson, Neil Diamond, Tom Jones, and Jerry Lee Lewis. And you can dance all night long to classic rock and roll. Tickets at Ticketmaster, Bonner Park Business Office, or by phone, 308-382-4515.
Mainly cloudy skies continue through the day today as we'll see more scattered showers possible with a high temperature around 67. Wednesday variable at 5 to 10. Tonight there's a chance for some showers with lows in the mid-40s. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 57.
Doug and Daddy Show. Oh yeah, might sound a little bit like this to get it going tomorrow night. We welcome to the stage here at the Garage, all the way from Dallas, Texas, the Reverend Horton Heat. We're going to have a good crowd tomorrow night, folks, at the Garage in Kearney. Gave away a couple of pair of tickets. Who hauled them home so far today, Derek?
Looks like Eric, our Iowa fan, and also Kurt both getting some tickets there.
Eric, our Iowa fan, has also emailed us. So let's go here. He goes, well, guys, I had a blast watching Iowa take care of Arizona last week. My first college football game. But this week, the College Game Day crew will be carrying Penn State and Iowa. Would be nice to beat the Lions again this year. Have a great day, guys, and go Hawkeyes. Want to see Huskers and Hawkeyes bowl game.
Well, you just may get that wish. 10-point underdogs, that was.
About the only way that would happen is the Alamo Bowl, right? I think that's about the only way that would happen. I don't think
this may be the final year of that, too, because of the way things are shaping up with Alamo.
I don't think there's another potential Big Ten, Big 12 matchup unless you play in the Alamo Bowl, which means you'd be looking at finishing about fourth in your conference, and that's a definite possibility for Nebraska. There's no doubt about it if the Big Three in the South can do what they do, although Oklahoma State has stubbed their toe a little bit. It would be interesting to see. It's kind of funny. Nebraska probably has better destinations if they're five or six as opposed to going to the Cotton Bowl or going to the Alamo Bowl or things like that, although fans have had fun there before.
You know, although the Cotton Bowl, you get out of the Cotton Bowl a little bit and you get to play in that New Texas Stadium, so that'd be a treat for some of the kids that obviously will not have been there before.
Lisa in Hastings says, guys, you're forcing me to email you again because you're dissing my hometown of Weeping Water. We didn't diss it, did it?
No.
We were talking about limestone days and the big quarry they have there. That's what they do down in Southeast. I wasn't dissing it, Lisa. I've been to limestone days. I've been there. I'm trying to think of what.
Did you take the wrong turn to Weeping Water one time?
No, here's the deal. You have to try to get to Weeping Water. That is the one thing. Is, you know, there's some of those towns. It's kind of like when we're going to go to Hampton tomorrow night. You got to want to go to Hampton because it's right there on the interstate. Otherwise, you're taking the interstate. I mean, you're not going to get on that highway and follow it for 100 miles unless you're a slow-moving vehicle. And usually those are the ones ahead of us on the interstate. But anyway, you know, Weeping Water is just one of those. You kind of got to turn off and go back in, and there it is. And I'm trying to think of the...
Between Nebraska City, though, and Lincoln, you've made a turn. Where were you going that time? Did you make a wrong turn and end up where you... No, that's not Weeping Water.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay.
I don't know what you're talking about. I think this was one of your old family stories and the wrong turn and you end up in Rulo. I think that's what you're talking about. This is totally different. No. Lisa says, hey, we've had a really good coach, B.J. Blaze, of course, originally from Central City. Now he's up at Grand Island. He got them to the state tournament 2 years ago for the first time since 1961, so he's going to be missed. Weeping Water is still home. Still love your show, Lisa and Hastings. Yeah, Lisa, great. And I knew B.J., and I know, as we said, Sip, the coach now, originally from St. Paul. So hopefully things continue to go well there for the fine folks. And you know what, Daddy? If you're up around that St. Paul Farwell area, that's just one of the many places where they are dominating with Dynagrill, also a winner in 2009 and as we get ready for 2010.
Well, it's a winner on your pocketbook when you commit to an increase of at least 36 units of corn, 20% down payment, 12% cash discount through January 15th, 2010. That's 12% early pay discount. That's equal to a 26.18 annual percentage discount. A 26.18 APR minus cost of local operation loan will cost you way less than 0% financing that other seed companies are offering. Contact your local Dynagrill representative today to find out more about the 26 APR discount. 1-800-652-9298.
Well, just a couple of days away now from Nebraska's final non-conference game of this football season as they try to bounce back off the loss of Virginia Tech and their opponent, the Raging Cajuns of Louisiana Lafayette, coming off a pretty tough game themselves, taking on SEC power and top 10 LSU. And we are pleased to welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show this morning the head coach, Ricky Bussell, joins us. Coach, good morning.
Good morning. Appreciate y'all having me on.
Well, it's great to have you on. Coach, I got to ask the first question. Anytime a supposed team that might not have as much depth as an SEC or a Big 12 or a Big 10 has to go in and play a team that seems like a more physical matchup, you come out a little banged up and bruised. Is that the case with your team, or did you come out pretty healthy and ready to go this week?
We actually, between the last two games, and we've got several guys dinged up that may or may not make the trip right now, but that's kind of where we are.
Were you pleased with the game against LSU despite the score 31-3? I mean, this wasn't a big time blowout as some people may have thought it was after he started.
I was really pleased the way our defense played. Probably the biggest disappointment that we all had was the opportunities that we created and had to make a difference in the game of some type. We dropped three interceptions, two of them probably going to be touchdowns. In our offense, we dropped six balls in the first half. One time in the third quarter, we didn't get the ball in the end zone when we had four pops down there. And those were the things, that the kids were really upset about, that, when you play teams like the LSUs, Nebraskas, and the people we play, you don't get those opportunities very often. And when you do, you got to take advantage of them.
Well, Coach, that's one thing. You go to a school like yours, you get a chance to play in those environments. You're probably trying to schedule more Big 12 teams after beating Kansas State.
Well, we play in a lot of places. We kind of play anybody, anytime, anywhere. So, and then usually it's not at home. they won't come for that bologna sandwich.
Louisiana Lafayette Coach Ricky Buzzle joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, the confidence of beating a Kansas State in game two, what has that done for your program?
It's been tremendous. Our team really felt like after last year's game where we lost, I think it was 42-37, something like that, that they were upset that we should have won last year. And then obviously playing them at home, you get a little extra boost. But we were very confident going into the game, and it kept it a close game in the fourth corner, and we found a way to win.
Coach, you guys had a battle between a couple quarterbacks, and Chris came up on top. Can you talk about his progress?
We had a battle with Chris and Brad, both of them sophomores. Both of them are fine quarterbacks, but Chris is the guy that we chose to go with, and he's done a tremendous job. Like I said, being his first three starts, you start at home in front of 40-some thousand people, and then you play at Kansas State, and then you go to LSU and play. But we've been very pleased. I've been very pleased with Chris and his decision-making. He's done a nice job of moving in the pocket and throwing the football. And the biggest thing is sometimes just throwing it away.
And you've been putting the ball in the air. The majority of your yards so far this season coming through the air versus the ground. Is that a concern, or is that what you thought you'd do going in?
Well, we want to be a little bit more balanced, and as far as actual play calling, it's coming out about that way. We're just being more productive in the air.
Coach, are you worried that Nebraska, after last week, might be mad?
Are you kidding me? I think they're going to be steamed.
Coach, earlier in the week, Coach Pelini said you would not have to worry about them coming out and being focused. So I guess on the opposite end of that, you want to be focused. That first quarter, first couple series would seem to be very, very crucial, especially Saturday.
It is, because that's where I think sometimes you gain confidence and you lose confidence. And, it's kind of what happened with LSU, that, they came out and flexed their muscles on us, and we were fortunate. They threw several number of deep balls, and we were able to knock a couple down, intercept one, and kind of withstood that a little bit. And I think our confidence kind of grew from there. So, that first quarter is big for us.
Coach, you like your offensive line, including getting to coach your son this year. How's that been?
It's awesome. I think we have a heck of a line. Again, they're all back from last year. They have protected the quarterback extremely well, and obviously having your son be one of those, I guess I'm a proud dad.
It's good to have a positive influence that way, as Coach Ricky Buzzle joins us here from Louisiana Lafayette. Let's talk a little bit about your defense, Coach. Mr. Sanders does a pretty good job, but he can't be the only guy you have.
I think our three linebacker core is a good one, with Antoine Sanders and McCoy and Fleming. But I think Hall Davis, defensive end, that he's a heck of a player up front. I mean, he's going to have a chance. We've got NFL scouts in here looking at him every week, and as we do several of our other guys. But that front seven has been very solid for us, and they're the ones that are just trying to stop the run with and trying to get pressure on the quarterback with. And Dwight Bentley, a corner, I think could play for a lot of people.
Coach, talk about the town in which you recruit to. I guess everybody in Nebraska's kind of got the, well, it's all red beans and rice down there, and you're getting hit in the head with beads, and and it's just a wild party atmosphere in Louisiana. What's it like?
Hey, I think you described it pretty well. You know, it's a great place to live, great culture. I mean, they don't throw away no food at all. They're going to find a way to season it and eat it. And but they have a great time down here, and they support us. Like I said, we led the league last year in attendance in the Sun Belt. And but it's a great area. Got great football down here, and we really enjoy living here.
What's the odds you're going to be bringing some of that food up? Because we always enjoy it when Louisiana, whatever school, comes up for the College World Series.
Trust me, them boys will be packing in bags with some boudin or cracklings or something.
Well, we've only got another minute here with Coach Bussell from Louisiana Lafayette. Coach, a lot of fans are somewhat jokingly saying Nebraska's playing for the Sun Belt Conference title this Saturday. Have you talked to Coach Snellenberger or Roberts about their trip up this year?
No, I haven't.
No benefit to talking to either one of them because you already know what's going to, as far as atmosphere?
I think a couple of my assistants have talked to them. I haven't talked to Steve or Coach Snellenberger, and we've, you know, just like we all do, we all talk to assistant coaches and try to find out different things.
Coach, you guys obviously go through the gauntlet of your schedule. You get a week off, and then you're ready for conference play.
Right. Yeah, I prefer to play these games early. Sometimes you take your lumps a little bit. But at least when we come out of it, and having a week off is going to help us heal up some, and then we can get to focusing on our conference play.
Well, Coach Bussell, we sure appreciate you giving us a few moments as you get ready for Nebraska. Have a safe trip to Lincoln, and we look forward to seeing the game on Saturday night.
Thank you very much. Appreciate you having me on.
You bet, Coach. Coach Ricky Bussell joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, the Ragin' Cajuns, coming up Saturday, 6 o'clock. By the way, Daddy, I know you're not going to the game Saturday. You're staying home and loping it up, which is fine. I want to know from the fans out there, will you be trying to, when you go to the Husker game Saturday, will you be doing the retro dress-up? Will you be doing the over-the-top red suit, white tie? You know, I want to wear the hairy Husker head. That's what I want. That big, huge hat. That's what I want to see. I want to see the old hairy Husker at the game. There's so many things going on with 300. You know, Lil Red is fine. He grew on me a little bit. I thought it was kind of really stupid when it started, but he's fine. And that's unbelievable how long he's been around. But all the mascots need to be there. I want to find a get-up to wear to the game on Saturday.
You want to go out? I mean, you want to go somewhere and get one?
See, here it would be a little bit different look because it would be more of a press look. And, you know, back then, they're always wearing the suit and tie and maybe
suspenders.
A hat. Maybe a hat with the press in their hat. You know, where you always see that just says press, and it's stuck, like, in the rim of the hat there. I'm trying to think what – of course, you'd also have to have some cigarettes or some smokes because everybody had them back there in 1962. And they probably don't, you know, allow some of the same beverages in the office that Coach Devaney had.
I would love to see you light up in that press box. Just in your uniform, just to have Sip get a picture of you.
I mean, seriously, that would be the deal, though. You'd be sitting in that old Husker press box, which had about room for 40 people. And, of course, that was plenty back in the day when you just had a couple guys from three or four newspapers and a couple radios and the visitors and all the help. But I'm just trying to think, what would be the proper attire from the early to mid-60s? To wear to that football game. Ideas, 888-455-ESPN, or you can email us, Doug and Daddy, which would be best, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. We'll take a break. Our NFL Power Rankings and Joe DeMeo, FantasyPlayersEdge.com, coming up.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. There's just not enough O's in smooth to describe this show.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd for Vizio once again. The most impressive thing about America's number one flat panel HD TV company and number one LCD HTV company isn't their one-year in-home service warranty. Oh, that's impressive. But it's the fact you're getting high-quality HD TVs at an affordable price. Vizio, where vision meets value. They're bringing high-quality TVs to you at an affordable price. LaDainian Tomlinson, he knows vision and clarity. He's now an endorser. Don't forget, Vizio, where vision meets value.
The Home Depot has a new low price on a Honeywell programmable thermostat. Just $19.98. That's almost $5 off the old price. It's also just the tip of the iceberg on the money you'll save on your energy bills when it's used properly. In fact, the money you save the first 2 months will more than pay for that Honeywell programmable thermostat you picked up for just $19.98. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
You have more power than you may realize when it comes to managing your health care costs. With a health savings account partnered with the right health plan, you gain control over your medical dollars. Ask today about the new HSA eligible plans, available from two names you trust, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, and your Farm Bureau agent. With Farm Bureau and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, you get the best of both. Matt Myers and Rich Peters are independent and authorized insurance producers of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. For your health insurance needs in the Kearney area, call Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters at 234-4922. That's 234-4922. Make the call today and get the best of both with Farm Bureau and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska.
Mainly cloudy skies continue through the day today as we'll see more scattered showers possible with a high temperature around 67. Wednesday variable at 5 to 10. Tonight there's a chance for some showers with lows in the mid-40s. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 57.
Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. Josh, you should call so I could ridicule you right over the airwaves today. Our buddy Josh sends in Harry Husker. Don't you mean Herbie Husker? No, you young whippersnapper. Check out your Husker lore. Harry Husker. Long before Herbie Husker, the big old plastic ceramic-looking type of head, before Herbie, there was Harry. Harry Husker. Check it up. Google it. Go to all the famous Husker websites. You'll find it. So there you go. Misco Sports, Lopers, got it. Huskers, got it. Bearcats, oh yeah. Stars, NFL and college hoodies, oh yeah. How about the cowboy hat? Oh, not the cowboy hat, but a Dallas cowboy hat. Maybe you want a Cincinnati red hat. There you go. Maybe you want a Kansas sweatshirt. Got it for you. Whatever your favorite team, T-shirts, sweatshirts, hats, jackets, check it out at Misco Sports. Open 7 days a week on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center. And, oh, yeah, it's Thursday? They're open late, people. 8 o'clock just for you because they know not everybody has the 9 to 5:30 five-day-a-week gig. You will be able to get in there and check things out at Misco Sports with all of the great items that they have. Whether you're playing, whether you're watching, you can do it in comfort and style with all the items you find at Misco Sports on the bricks in the downtown Kearney Center. Hey, folks, we've been talking Husker football, so don't forget that you can get signed up for our Texas Tech giveaway. If the season goes as expected, this could be a great football game. October 17th, four ESPN Radio Superstation superfans will have the road trip of the year featuring free use of an RV, two nights at State Fair Park with all the hookups, and they'll stock it with $500 in great, great food. All you have to do to enter is send an email to superfan@ESPNSuperstation.com. Superfan at ESPNSuperstation.com. Put Huskers in the subject line, and we'll draw the winner out a week before the game. But only a Superstation superfan can win, so if you're not already signed up, go to our website and sign up. It takes less than 2 minutes, and it's not one of those things that you keep getting things and getting bugged. ESPNSuperstation.com. If you need more details, give us a call here at the studio, 888-455-ESPN. After the show, they'll be glad to fill you in on all of the details. But right now, we are getting ready for our NFL Power Rankings. Then Joe DiMaio is going to join us from FantasyPlayersEdge.com. So stay with us for that. Dent Popper inbox still open. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Well, let's take a look at the Power Rankings, Daddy. Let's get after it. The NFL's so weird and wild and wacky. There are a lot of changes.
Well, there's a lot of changes, certainly, and I dropped Dallas all the way from that three spot I had them a week ago when I thought they looked so good at Tampa Bay in those big plays. Well, they're where I thought they were before the year, really. Number 10 team, I've got the Dallas Cowboys. They got a Monday nighter with Carolina, but Tony Romo even getting bashed by Tony Dorsett. Tony Dorsett saying, what has he done to prove this lofty status? Number 9, I got the Atlanta Falcons. 2-0, doing some good things. They head to New England, but I got the Atlanta Falcons number 9. Number 8, I moved the San Francisco 49ers in. I told you last week Mike Singletary would not stand for losing. They're off to a 2-0 start. We'll see how they measure up with the running attack that Adrian Peterson brings. At number 7, Pittsburgh Steelers. I dropped them. They're at Cincinnati. This is a 1-1 football team. A rope, a tree, hang Jeff Reed. I just can't believe what he did. Missed those two field goals. Number 6, Minnesota Vikings. They sit at 2-0. They haven't asked Brett Favre to throw the ball downfield yet. It'd be interesting to see when Percy Harvin takes one deep. Number five, the Indianapolis Colts. They head to Arizona. Peyton Manning are finding some young receivers to get it done. I'll be the only on the ball for 14 and a half minutes or whatever on Monday night. Number 4, I've got the New York Jets. This is a team which talked the talk, and they backed up that talk and then walked the walk versus the Patriots. Number 3, the New York Giants, 2-0. Eli Manning doing it with a quadre of receivers. They're new receivers all the time. Number 2, the New Orleans Saints, Drew Brees, an amazing pick. I have not seen an offense like this since the greatest show on turf. Kurt Warner and St. Louis Rams. And number 1, I've got my best team in the NFL after 2 weeks, the Baltimore Ravens. Ray Lewis, get it done. If you saw that fourth down play, you know they're the best team in the NFL.
Yikes. Okay. Yeah, Baltimore, who was tied with the Kansas City Chiefs at home in the final 5 minutes of the opening week. Wow.
No, I'm talking about the Baltimore that went to San Diego.
Well, whatever. That's why I have trouble at the bottom here. I think anywhere from about 6 on down, you can mix them up. I don't have Dallas in. I don't have Chicago in. I do have Pittsburgh in. Will Chicago beat Pittsburgh? No, Jeff Reed beat Pittsburgh. And maybe Pittsburgh's not that great, but I'm going to give them one more week here. And you can't put Chicago in. They lost to Green Bay, who lost to Cincinnati. Oh, my goodness. So there you go. And Pittsburgh will get a chance to see what they do against Cincinnati, and maybe the Bungles will just emerge as a great, great football team, one batted ball away. Maybe Denver and Cincinnati are actually that good.
I don't think so.
God, I hope not. I do have San Francisco in at number 10 this week. I've got Houston in at number 9. In hindsight, that loss to the Jets, a mauling they just weren't ready for. I think that was a heck of a win they had, though, to put that many points up on Tennessee. Pretty amazing. So I'm going to put Houston in at number 9. I got Indy at 8. I don't think they've looked great in either football game, although Peyton Manning has willed them to victory, as he usually does. I just don't think they're that deep. And Minnesota is 7. I don't know what to think about this team. They've beaten two bad football teams. They haven't crushed either one. Brett Favre hasn't put up big numbers. Adrian Peterson kind of has. He might be enough to carry him. They've got a pretty good defense. I put Baltimore at six for the reasons I stated earlier. You can't struggle with Kansas City and be the number one team in all of the football land. The New York Jets I have at number five this week in the power rankings. I got to believe I didn't have them in. In fact, Tony, out of our power rankings last week, the 10 teams that we had in, only four of them won. Only four of them won. And we both dropped out the Philadelphia Eagles completely out, who we had at number two after that embarrassment last week. But maybe they need Donovan McNabb. Anyway, the Jets are at five. I've got Pittsburgh at number four. I'm waiting and seeing. The New Orleans Saints are at three. This could be your New England Patriots type of team that's just going to outscore everybody. New Orleans is at three. I have the Atlanta Falcons at number two. Maybe I have them too high. You definitely have them way too low. We'll find out more. Atlanta, I put at number two. Yes. Right now, hard to believe that they would be the second-best team in the National Football League, but I'm gonna give them that chance. Maybe I'm the first one that's right here. And the New York Giants, they come into Dallas amid all the hoopla. They're 2-0, two games against the NFC East, traditional, very tough. I've got the Giants number one right now, but heck, they could get beat at Tampa. You got 2-0 Giants at 0-2 Tampa. That is one of those NFL games where you're going, huh, well, you know. Nobody wants to start 0-3. So those are our power rankings for the week. Mine are right. Tony's are for entertainment purposes only. And keeping with entertainment purposes, Joe DeMeo from FantasyPlayersEdge.com joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. We're a couple of weeks in, and Joe, my entire team's still hurt.
That's all right.
And it showed on the scoreboard.
Ago, it's just like the power rankings you just did. You're just going to have to move up, and you'll have to begin this week.
Well, we've got some questions already waiting for you here, Joe, so let's get into those and then see where it takes us. First question here is from Merritt and Carney, who says, what do I do with Eddie Royal? I expected him to score me 12 to 15 points a week, and he's only getting me about six. And, of course, I think he's referring to, they're just not throwing the ball very well. Brandon Marshall's there. Stokely is getting more looks than Eddie Royal. But this was, I thought, Joe, going in, supposed to be one of those second-tier receivers.
You know, Eddie Royal is an excellent receiver. He's just been Ortoned. him and Brandon Marshall have been Ortoned, and there's no other way to explain it. Bottom line is it's essential that you hang on to Eddie Royal but not play him. Put him on your bench. Wait to see signs that offense now is going to target the wideouts, wide receivers. Then you can put Royal back in. Don't release him just yet. It's too early in the season. Josh McDaniel, we don't know a thing about this guy. We'll find out a little more this week against Oakland, and we'll see what Royal and Marshall are going to become this season. I can really share the pain of that emailer because I own Royal on two of my teams, and all I can do is sit him.
Joe, this comes from Tom in Lexington. He wants to know, is Darren Sproles an automatic start this week?
As automatic as he could be. I mean, Thomas is not going to make it to the dance. He's already resigned. He's waxing philosophical. You know, it depends on the other backs in your rotation. If Sproles is the second best back you have in your rotation, then he's obviously an automatic start. But just gauge him versus what you have. The Dolphins are not a slouchy defense. They gave a guy plenty of problems last week, honestly, they just couldn't handle Peyton down the field. It had nothing to do with their ability to stop the run. But I do like Sproles. I'll be starting him myself this week because he's the second best back in my rotation.
Always can fire your emails off to Joe DeMeo for our Thursday show, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com, Joe DeMeo, FantasyPlayersEdge.com. Joe, I was always a fan of Matt Hasselbeck, but in my leagues this year, I don't have him. Now he's hurt. I can't see playing Seneca Wallace. But if you're in a lot of the leagues that we're in, there's not much left at the quarterback position on the waiver wires. A suggestion for somebody that's maybe below a top 20 quarterback, or do you go get Seneca?
Well, I wouldn't get, I agree with you, I wouldn't get Seneca Wallace. I don't think that makes a great deal of sense. I think the better move, the more adroit move, is David Garrard, Trent Edwards, or even Mark Sanchez, if any of those three guys happen to be available. Edwards has a decent matchup against the Saints. Saints are good. Defense is good, but what's going to happen is he's going to get caught up in aerial circus versus Breeze and company, and he's going to be forced to go downfield. Lee Evans should have a nice game. Owen should have a decent game. So if Edwards is out there, jump on him right now. He's not very popular in fantasy circles. Garrard is likely to excel this week against the weak Texans secondary. Sanchez, look what's happened to the Titans. I mean, the Titans are allowing 1.6 yards on the ground and almost 9 yards per pass play. So he's a sneaky play. And lastly, if his foot is okay, Jason Campbell against the Lions in the Pontiac Silverdome has some merit.
Joe, I think a lot of people, maybe you don't ever get this question. After 2 weeks in the NFL, your biggest surprise, whether it be a team or an individual player?
The biggest surprise so far for me has been the lack of production at the top of the draft. Backs like Matt Forte and Steve Slayton have given their owners virtually nothing. That's always alarming, and I can almost guarantee that those owners are sitting at 0-2 right now, or 1-1 at best. You know, on the upside of things, you know, the New York Jets defense has been a huge surprise. And we all thought they were going to be good, but we didn't think they were going to be that good. And they've really come to the dance. On the downside, the Chargers defense is a complete disappointment, mainly due to the decimation of their offensive front. Jamal Williams is out, the massive nose tackle. Merriman has played very, very pedestrian in two starts. Sean Phillips got his bell rung last week. He said he should be okay. Just those types of things kind of jump off the page. And some of the big games, too, are kind of amazing. Chris Johnson's game was just amazing. It was an amazing game. 197 yards rushing, 87 yards passing, 3 scores. Frank Gore with an 80 and a 79-yard run against the Seahawks. You don't associate Frank Gore with 80-yard runs. So those are the kinds of things that have jumped out. Willis McGahee now has forged to the top of the crowded Ravens backfield. Ray Rice is a great player. Willis McGahee is going to get the points.
Yeah, I think you can throw in not only the two running backs in Forte and Slayton that you mentioned, but also Steven Jackson and Clinton Portis as well to this point.
Portis always stinks.
S. Jackson's been okay. He reeled off 100 yards last week.
Okay.
You got to give him his props there. Anytime you get 100 yards in National Football League, that's fair. And that's what defense is keying on him, because the passing right. offense of Mark Mulder and company is absolutely dreadful. So Jackson's doing it, with mirrors. Clinton Portis, on the other hand, I agree with you. Clinton Portis has not really come to the dance. And this week, he's in against Detroit, and we're going to see, if Portis, Portis brings a little bit more to the table. But I can understand the disappointment Portis owners are feeling right now.
Joe DeMeo joins us for another minute here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Let me go to the Brian Westbrook question. They struggled a little bit with New Orleans last week. Obviously, moved the ball some. Westbrook came out. Do you play him? Do you go to McCoy? And with McNabb out, is Westbrook a good play?
Well, Westbrook is always a good play, because you never know when he's going to. And again, it depends on your rotation. But he's always a good play, especially as an RB2, as a running back too. You never know when he's going to break something off for 60 or 70 yards. He's certainly a better play with McNabb at the helm. And this week is kind of interesting, because Kyle will get the start, but Vic's going to get 12 to 16 plays, and Noah Shea, 12 to 16 plays, and Garcia's in the wing. So it's really a kind of a hodgepodge. I would start Westbrook this week. I don't think LeSean McCoy is going to be a factor unless, of course, Westbrook goes down. But it's real difficult to play anybody based on the premise that someone may go down during that week. Better off to play a guy who he's going to be starting and getting most of the touches, at least from the beginning.
Okay, Joe, for no draft purposes, who's your best of the week?
Say that again, please.
For no draft purposes, who's your best players of the week, quarterback and running back?
Well, the absolute star of this week is going to be Aaron Rodgers against the Rams. I think he's going to have an enormous day. And Jones-Drew versus the Texans, he's going to absolutely run wild. And I like Torrey Holt this week to actually cross the stripe against the Texans. He's been gaining a lot of chemistry with Garrard. This is the week he actually gets in the end zone.
Joe DeMeo, FantasyPlayersEdge.com. You can check out all this and a lot more information on his website. Joe, as always, thanks and best of luck this weekend. We'll talk to you next Thursday.
You bet, guys. Good luck to both of you. Catch up with you next week. Take good care.
Sounds great. Joe DeMeo, FantasyPlayersEdge.com. Mark in Minden says, some idiot in my league is mad at me for not trading him straight across either Andre Johnson or Bolden for Kevin Smith. The running back for Detroit, right? Yeah. Why would I trade a number one wide receiver for a number two running back? Mark, you're right. Yeah. Especially Kevin Smith. No.
There's an idiot like that in every league, though. Always somebody, oh, I'll give you this guy. You get. No, that's just. But they keep pounding it. Idiots in every league like that.
Good to have their money. Problem is, I'm beginning to think that's me in my league. Daddy, you want to go to the Dent Popper inbox?
I'll go to the Dent Popper inbox. This comes from Joe. Daddy, how in the world can you have the Ravens as your number one team? They struggle against the Chiefs and barely beat a San Diego team who almost lost to the Raiders. I agree with Doug about the Falcons. Well, Joe, here's part of my logic for that. The defense is always going to be there. They did give up some points, an 81-yard touchdown to Darren Sproles. The defense is always going to be there.
Hold on. 24 points against the Chiefs. 26 points against the Chargers. Now, I'm just pointing that out. So they're averaging giving up 25 points so far. Okay, now, that's just a fact. Don't give me that look. That's a fact. Okay, it's a fact.
How the Chiefs score at the end of that ballgame?
They didn't. That's why they lost. Baltimore scored.
There was some craziness happened there.
You always act like I'm saying
Mr. Reed. That's right, Mr. Ray Lewis, aren't going anywhere. Now you throw an offense with them. They're going to be a damn good football team. We'll see at the end of the year.
Daddy's back on the Baltimore bandwagon. We are going to find a Baltimore song, a Baltimore tribute. Who do they play this week? They're favored by like 13 over the Browns, right?
Right on.
That would be so great.
Hey, by the way, you bring up the Browns. Where you at? Where you at, Mr. Day? Where are you chirping about Brady Quinn and the great quarterback he is? He used to show his sister at least, so he gets some joy off of that.
She's at Packer games. We're back after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
We're going to Oregon, then we're going to Washington, then we're going to California. Yeah!
Exceptional. Distinctive. Extraordinary.
Big. Why, they're huge.
Thank you, Mr. Know-It-All.
The largely entertaining Doug and Danny Show will be right back on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Hello and welcome back to the show. Okay, with us today is that stack of money with the giant googly eyes. The money you could be saving with GEICO. Tell me, it's really easy to get you. You just go to GEICO.com, right? Let's try two blinks for yes and one for no. Wait, did you just blink twice or once? Because I blinked and I missed it. I keep blinking.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. To get a free rate quote, go to geico.com.
Well, I was shopping for a new car. Which one's me? A cool convertible or an SUV? Too bad I didn't know my credit was whack, because now I'm driving off the lot in a used subcompact FREE. That spells free. Creditreport.com, baby. Saw their ads on my TV. Thought about going, but was too lazy. Now instead of looking fly and rolling fat, my legs are sticking to the vinyl and my posse's getting laughed at. FREE. That spells free. Creditreport.com, baby.
Offer applies with enrollment and triple advantage.
Have you noticed a change in your hearing? If so, then see ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center. Our university-trained audiologists can customize hearing aid products to fit your needs, lifestyle, and budget. We continuously update our product line to offer our patients the latest advances in hearing aid technology. So to learn more about the hearing aid products and services we provide, visit us online at entphysiciansofkearney.com. Caring for our community one patient at a time, we're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
ESPNU College Football on ESPN Radio.
Dump-off screen, tip to the air. This one's picked off at the 10, at the 5. Touchdown!
It's a Thursday night showdown in the Southeast Conference as the South Carolina Gamecocks host the 4th-ranked Mississippi Rebels. South Carolina, Mississippi.
Catch all the action Thursday at 6 on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Need tickets? Need to sell tickets? Or cars? Or stuff out of the basement or garage? Become a super fan and you can post them on free classifieds. Click on to find the deals too. ESPNSuperstation.com. ESPNSuperstation.com. Become a super fan today.
Mainly cloudy skies continue through the day today as we'll see more scattered showers possible with a high temperature around 67. Wednesday variable at 5 to 10. Tonight there's a chance for some showers with lows in the mid-40s. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Tremblay. Right now, 57.
Back on the Doug and Daddy Show, and Daddy, sun is shining outside and crisp fall air. You can still get some golf in this weekend. The Perfect. Overton Golf Course. Yeah, Overton Golf Course having a three-man scramble at 10 o'clock on Sunday. That's this Sunday, September 27th. Get your buddies together. Get your clubs shined up. Three-man scramble at the Overton Golf Course. Lunch is included with a $120 fee for the entrance there. Prizes, mulligans are available as well, of course, if you're like Daddy and you miss the ball every once in a while. You hack it off into the rough. They got mulligans for you. So check out the Overton Golf Course. It's the three-man scramble. Get signed up today, 10 o'clock this Sunday. Could be one of your last chances to golf before the snow starts flying. So.
Of course, the Overton Golf Course is about 3 miles west between Overton and Lexington on Highway 30 there, north side of the road. So check it out. It should be a great turnout and a great time over there at the Overton Golf Course this Sunday, 10 o'clock a.m. Derek, no love for your Bills. You're a little upset.
They're 1-1. They barely lost to Patriots. Actually gave them a win there in the first week. But, yeah, they don't deserve to be anywhere close.
Patriots should probably be 0-2. Hey, folks, coming up this weekend, 25 flyball teams representing 13 states will be gathering in Kearney Friday through Sunday in a race off to become this year's national champions at the U-Fly Championships. Now, what is this? Derek, can you explain it?
Yeah, it's like a relay race. A dog relay race is kind of what it is, and it's a national competition. They got up to 40 different teams coming from about 13 or 14 states, so it's a kind of a big deal. Qualifying going on, I think, to move on to a bigger championship event, but I think it's like four dogs per team, and they run kind of a relay race, kind of like the stuff you see on TV on ESPN when they have some of those dog challenges. So head on out to the Buffalo County Fairgrounds to check it out.
Friday, Singles and Pairs Championships and the Dream Team Challenge. Saturday and Sunday will be the standard racing. And Kearney High graduate Dawn Lamaki Todd brings in her high velocity squad out of Minnesota. They'll be here as well. So a lot going on. It's a relay race between four dog teams running side by side. It's open to dogs of all breeds and sizes. So it's going on this weekend at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds.
Interesting. Never heard of that.
You're going to enter Tallulah
in
there?
Yeah, Tallulah getting in.
Oh, little piggy can't run that far.
and how about butterscotch?
Breezy, you dork.
No, I thought it was butterscotch. Breezy, that maker.
You are such a dandy.
Hey, we want to thank all the fine folks for joining us on the show today, including Louisiana Lafayette head football coach Ricky Bussell, Joe DeMeo of FantasyPlayersEdge.com, and of course we had our power rankings. I have the New York Giants number one and Atlanta number two. Daddy has Baltimore and New Orleans. He has the Giants three. I have New Orleans three. You can find out more or hear the show on our podcast at ESPNSuperstation.com, brought to you by Cunningham's Journal of the Loft, where we're giving away more tickets tomorrow for the great concert that's going to be going on, the Reverend Horton Heat. That's the garage. I just screwed up. I'm sorry, guys. Sorry about that. You can run me over with a truck. But anyway, tomorrow, Kansas City Royals Alex Gordon is going to join us. Also, Rich Ozentoski, going into the Nebraska High School Hall of Fame, is going to join us. And Daddy's Picks, Pigskin Pick'em, it's all tomorrow.
Looking forward to seeing you 23 hours from now on 1460 and 1550.